Around our house, I'm known as Icebox Man. One of my duties is to keep people from standing too long with the door of the icebox open while they decide what to eat. You know, someone smokes 3 joints and decides to inventory the refrigerator. Drives me crazy. Close the fucking door, will you? You're letting out all the cold. Look, here's $20. Go down to Burger King, why don't you? I'll save that much on electricity. Close the goddamn door. If you can't decide what you want, take a Polaroid picture. Go figure it out. Come back later. You kids are lucky. We didn't have Polaroids. We had to make an oil painting. I try not to let them get me down, though, because Icebox Man has an even bigger job. Picking through the refrigerator periodically, deciding which items to throw away. Most people won't take that responsibility. You know, they grab what they want and they leave the rest. They figure someone is saving that. Sooner or later, it'll be eaten. Meanwhile, the thing, whatever it is growing smaller and denser and has become permanently fused to the refrigerator shelf. Well, folks, Icebox Man is willing to make the tough decisions. And I never act alone. I always include the family. I noticed some egg salad here that's been in the icebox for a while. Are we engaged in medical research I haven't been told about? May I assume from the color of this meatloaf that it's being saved for St. Patrick's Day? Someone call a museum and have this onion dip carbon dated. And how about this multicolored jello from Christmas? It's July now. If no one wants this, I'm going to throw it away. Did your mother ever pull that stuff on you? Offer you some food that if you didn't eat it, she was going to just throw it away? Well, doesn't that make you feel dandy? Here's something to eat, Petey. Hurry up. It's spoiling. Bobby, eat this quickly. The green part is spreading. If you don't eat it, I'm going to give it to the dog. It's so nice to be ahead of the dog in the food chain. Icebox Man has had some interesting experiences. Have you ever been looking through the refrigerator and you come across a completely empty plate? Nothing on it but a couple of food stains? It's unnerving, isn't it? I think to myself, could something have eaten something else? Maybe the Spam ate the olives. Maybe that half-eaten chicken isn't really dead. He's living on our food. Sometimes I picture a little mouse in a parka, hiding behind the mustard, waiting for the refrigerator light to go off, so he can resume his cold-weather foraging. Probably the worst experience is reaching into the refrigerator and finding something you simply cannot identify at all. You literally do not know what it is. It could be meat. It could be cake. At times like these, I try to bluff. Honey, is this good? What is it? I don't know. I've never seen anything like it. It looks like meat cake. Smell it. It has no smell whatsoever. It's good. Put it back. Someone is saving it for something. That's what frightens me. That someone will consider it a challenge and use it in soup, simply because it's there. It's a leftover. What a sad word, leftover. But think about this. Leftovers make you feel good twice. First, when you put them away, you feel thrifty and intelligent. I'm saving food. Then a month later, when blue hair is growing out of the ham and you throw it away, you feel really intelligent. I'm saving my life.